This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Did You Conspiracy That? With your host, James Walker. Together, we will explore the past, present, and jump to the future to take a look at some prominent events, ideas, and the conspiracy theories that come with them. Thank you all for joining me. Now let's dive on in. Welcome back, podcast listeners, to week 9 of Did You Conspiracy That? We are coming to a close. We've got this episode and then one more next week, and that's going to be the end of Did You Conspiracy That? But we are going to end these last two episodes with a bang, for sure. We have an interview today. We are going to be interviewing. But before I go ahead and jump into the interview, I wanted to give a brief overview of what we are going to be talking about. So, trying to come up with a topic for this week's podcast, I really didn't know what to do. I had a couple ideas, but none of them were really working for my interview that I was going to do. Though, just when I thought I was completely out of ideas, something came to me that I had not talked about before, and I also realized that it is a conspiracy that everyone knows about. Almost everyone either believes in it or doesn't believe in it, whatever it may be, but everyone has an idea. So this week for our interview, we are going to be talking about the paranormal. Leading up to this, I wasn't really sure if I could consider the paranormal to be a conspiracy theory, but after thinking about it for a little bit, I found that ghosts or spirits or angels, any of that stuff, they really are just one big conspiracy theory that, you know, everyone has just decided to kind of follow along with, or maybe everyone has a little bit of belief in. But without further ado, we are going to go ahead and jump straight into our interview. My very special guest that I'm going to be interviewing today is named Tristan Lambert. Now, Tristan, I have to ask, do you believe in the paranormal?
Well, growing up in a religious household definitely had to do a lot with my beliefs on the paranormal, especially as a kid being put into like a Christian school at from preschool all the way through. You're kind of taught about angels and demons and all the things like that, but you're never really taught about what that means about them being in the real world and the paranormal and what comes with that. And obviously as a kid, you'll see things here and there, and that's mostly a common experience. I had that plenty throughout growing up, just seeing things, hearing things that weren't actually there, or you know, things like that, paranormal stuff. So I do believe that there are some things that can happen that are paranormal. How much that can affect the real world, I'm not too sure. I don't really believe in things like exorcisms and big crazy events, or even the ability for a paranormal thing to hurt you physically. But I do believe that there is, to some extent, a way that they can make their presence known. And I wouldn't believe it if there wasn't so many stories. It's a universal thing around the world that everyone has these kind of ghost stories. And I think that definitely has to do a lot with my beliefs.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I would say I'm on pretty much the same page. Growing up, I also had a few things happen here and there. Much of things I just couldn't explain, a lot of things that I had no idea what was going on, or even at the time when they were happening, just were just completely clueless. And even growing up now and knowing a lot more about spirits and ghosts, I mean, paranormal stuff in general, I found that I believe in a lot, but I only believe in certain things that happen to me specifically. I don't really believe in a lot of what happens to a lot of other people. I feel like people fabricate stories and seeing a ghost is definitely something that's pretty easy to fabricate. So I'd say I do believe in a lot, but more or less, it's only what I have encountered or seen.
Kind of similar here, where I do not really believe in a lot of the things that other people say. I believe that people chase popularity, people chase fame, and ghost stories and the paranormal are certainly something that can get you there very fast. So I don't really believe in those big stories. Like I said, exorcism, things like that. There's no way that someone could have that kind of experience and have pretty much zero proof of it, because to this day, there's no videos or anything like that's been proven.
So you mentioned before that you have had some experiences happen to you in your life. Would you care to share any paranormal experiences that you've had before?
Yeah, definitely. There's quite a few that are very short stories, obviously. You know, you'll hear a bang, you'll hear a knock, you'll hear things here and there. But I'd say one of the bigger ones that stood out to me happened more towards my childhood when I was around third, fourth grade. I played a ton of youth football growing up, and this was coming towards the end of the year, and we were having our end of the year team party, as youth football teams do. And everything was going fine. Everything was going perfectly normal. We were all just enjoying our time there, had a little pool party, chips, snacks, you know, the usual thing. Coaches giving out awards and going on about speeches about how we're growing up and all this and that, yada yada. End of the night comes around. Parents are coming to pick up their kids, as they do, and again, everything seems perfectly normal for most of the time until someone's mom showed up. Matthew's mom shows up, and we all saw Matthew at the party. We were all hanging out with Matthew. Matthew's in the pool with us, this, that. He was there the whole time, and we were looking around for Matthew because for some reason he disappeared, really, and no one really knew when he vanished or why. So we all set out to go look for him because we didn't know if he could have ran away or been kidnapped or something like that. And so even the third, fourth graders that we were out running around the streets trying to find him and call out his name, Matthew, and no response, trying to look into windows maybe or something like that, and we couldn't find him. And so eventually, after I'd say about 20, 25 minutes of just chaos, panic, trying to look for Matthew, the mother calls the father, who's been at home. She calls and asks, "Hey, we can't find Matthew. Matthew's gone. Do you have any idea where he could have gone?" And what Matthew said, or not what Matthew said, but the dad said, was that Matthew had been home the entire party playing video games. He had never once gotten up. He felt sick, so he decided to stay home. The mother didn't know this because she was at work and coming home from work to pick him up. So she was just in, not shock, because she didn't know that Matthew was even there in the first place. But all of us, when we heard that, our eyes lit up like Christmas trees, because we had definitely seen Matthew at that party. We had seen the clothes he wore. We had talked to him. Even later on, maybe 2 years after the event happened, I was looking through old photos, and there's a picture where all of the kids, the team players, were all on one front table, including myself, and then the table behind was mostly parents and people who just came to watch, assistant coaches. And sitting on that table was Matthew in the clothes that we remember him in. And even Matthew himself to this day said that he never went to that party. And I may never know who the Matthew was that I talked to, but that's something that definitely still freaks me out to this day and stands out more than most of the other events.
Wow, that was a very spooky and unique story. Thank you for that, Tristan. I would say that the memory most imprinted on me having to do with the paranormal happened about 7 or 8 years ago. My grandfather got really sick and spent a long time in the hospital. I want to say probably close to 3 or 4 months. And we'd go visit him a lot. We wanted to see him a lot. But
as a kid, I would go in there and I would see this coin that was always sitting on the bedside table next to him. And I never really did anything of it, never thought anything much of it. I would always just look at it and kind of think about it. And the night that my grandfather ended up passing away, we were there at the hospital and I took the coin with me home. And a couple weeks later, about two, three weeks later, I was laying in bed one night and I was a little upset, kind of thinking about my grandfather and kind of a lot of the memories that we had in our lives together. And I was playing with the coin in my hand and like flipping it up and down or like rolling it between my fingers, all that stuff. And out of nowhere, I'm laying there and my door handle starts to jiggle. And it was a little weird. It was late at night. I would say probably after midnight, not too much later though. So I think someone's going to come in my room, maybe my sister, my parents, whatever it is. So I kind of stop what I'm doing. I was crying, so I try and gather myself a little bit. And I'm waiting there a few seconds and the door doesn't open. Nothing happens. So I'm thinking maybe it was, you know, maybe I'm hearing things, whatever it is. And I go back to laying there and I pick up the coin again and I've got it in my hand doing the same thing I was, just laying there, playing with it, flipping it up in the air, and I catch it and the door handle shakes again. And now I'm like, okay, I'm clearly not hearing things. Like, I know that happened again. So this time I get up and I go out and I open my door and of course no one's there. Parents are both asleep. Mom and dad are both asleep. My sister is, I don't remember what my sister was doing now. But go back to bed. I lay down. I'm laying there. A few more minutes go by. I'm kind of watching the door to make sure I'm not going crazy more than anything. And I go and I pick up the coin, but this time I pick it up instead of playing with it. I kind of just hold on to it for a second and I'm staring at the door. And as soon as I pick it up, the door handle shakes again for the third time in this one night. So I kind of put the coin down next to me and then I'm sitting there thinking of all the, you know, crazy things that it could be. But I still think that it was probably just my grandfather there watching me or telling me that everything was going to be okay or messing with me, because we used to do that a lot. So now we've definitely talked about childhood stories, but have you had anything paranormal happen to you more recently or since you've been a little bit older?
You know, up until last year, really no. Mostly in high school and middle school, I didn't really have anything that I can really stand out, that stands out to me, I guess. But after moving to this new apartment that I now live in, it's ramped back up again. I don't know if it has to do with the apartment, but I've definitely had some weirder things happen to me. One night, me and my roommate were up at a party that was just up the hill from where we now live, and I came to the party late, and I saw him, and he was having fun, and he kind of did his own thing, and I decided I was gonna walk back home. Not a very far walk. I mean, obviously, walking home at midnight on a dark road is a little spooky, but nothing really happened, I would say. It's just kind of the atmosphere. I finally made it back to my apartment, and I was pretty tired, crashed on my couch, and just fell asleep, thinking nothing of it, thinking Stucky, he'd either make it home or someone would take him back somewhere. He was gonna be fine. He'd done this multiple nights before, and so whenever I heard the door unlocking and opening, I just pictured it was Stucky, and my eyes squinted a little bit in the middle of the night. I kind of looked up at him, but didn't really make myself known to be conscious at that time. I just kind of pretended to sleep laying there. And when he opened the door, he walked in and looked at me and said, "Tee Lamb," and then just walked back to his room. Completely normal interaction. That's the nickname I have, and I didn't think anything of it. I just figured I was going to go to sleep and wake up tomorrow morning, and he's probably going to be cooking breakfast or something. And so I go back to bed. I wake up the next morning, and I go to check his room, and he is gone. I'm thinking, oh, okay, then I guess he woke up this morning and went out somewhere. Pretty surprised he got up that early after a party, but who knows, maybe he did. I go ahead and give him a call, and he just answers and tells me, he's like, hey man, I'm at Charlie's house. I've just been here all night. I'm probably gonna get another nap in before I head back over. And the second he said he's been there all night, chills just shoot down my spine, because I know that I saw him and heard him open the door, walk straight over me, and say my name, and then walk to his room. That, to me, has been probably the craziest paranormal thing that's happened recently, just because it felt so real. Most of these paranormal stories are, you know, you hear a knock, you hear a bang, and you question what it was, but I know what it was. It was Brandon, and he walked in, and I guess maybe it wasn't Brandon, but something walked in that night and went into the bed. Whether it was Stucky or not, I guess I'll never know.
Well, thank you, Tristan, for your time and your stories. Those were wonderful. But that is going to do it for this week's episode of Did You Conspiracy That? I hope you guys can come back next week and join me for our 10th and final episode.
This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you all for listening to another episode of Did You Conspiracy That? Remember to keep your eyes open to what is fact and what is fiction.